Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
Now, and this is Drew Tignanelli, and that was either Ringo Starr on the drums, or that was my co-host, Christopher John O'Shea.
You couldn't really hear that, could you?
I could, clearly. I could hear it very clearly, and I'm sure all the
listeners. That means our listeners did, too.
They heard it, and it was in perfect beat, too, you know? So only Ringo could have possibly done the same thing.
That was not an audition, I promise.
Anyway, we're here on an open show. We're making our listeners our guests. They get to call in, ask any questions they want. And it doesn't matter if it's on taxes. We're in tax season. We only got a few days left, thank God. You know, if you want to call and ask a question about your tax return or something that's going on, feel free, 410-922-6680. Or maybe you have a question about estate planning, elder care planning, Social Security, Medicare. Maybe you have a question about your 401k or your IRA or Roth contributions or a health savings account. Maybe you have questions about college education planning or life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance. If it deals with your money, we're here to help answer your question. And that's what we do on this show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We try to demonstrate what a true professional financial advisor should do for you. And, you know, if you want to call in and ask your question, the way to do that is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And the people that call in early are the people that get the most attention to their question. So, feel free to call in early. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in. Are you still drumming over there, Christopher?
No. Well, can you hear anything?
I could. I can tell know what I was listening to, but I was listening to something.
And, I'm just taking the cap for the thumb drive, and I'm opening it up and closing it. I mean, that's what I do. That's what our kinesthetic learners do. We always have to have something in our hands. And luckily for you, Drew, we have Jim coming on the line.
All right, let's go to Jim, Chris.
He's in his car. He's on Route 70. So, Jim, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim.
Hi. I got a question about kind of diversifying, like, my portfolio and looking at possibly two things. One would be like an annuity, and I know it's an insurance product, but, you know, I've got about $1 million+, so I'm thinking, you know, would I consider that, and how would you advise me in an insurance annuity as part of my, you know, retirement portfolio? And then secondly would be like a physical gold. What are your thoughts on that, please?
Okay, so physical gold, let's deal with that first. So physical gold, in my opinion, nobody should buy physical gold, because unless you feel our country is going into anarchy or total economic collapse, and I don't see that on the horizon. I mean, you can come up with all your theories as to why it's going to happen, but I don't see it on the horizon. So physical gold is of no benefit. You have to keep in mind, Jim, that when you buy physical gold, you're overpaying probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10% to buy the gold. And if you sell it, you're probably selling it at a discount of somewhere around 10%. And then in between the time you buy it and the time you sell it again, you have to figure out how to store it and protect it safely. And that could cost a fair amount of money and put you in jeopardy also. So I'm not a big fan of physical gold in the United States. Now, if you lived in Argentina and I was your advisor in Argentina or Russia or even Greece back in 2012, I would have been a strong promoter of physical gold or some other type of commodity to protect your overall wealth. But in the United States right now, that's not the way you protect yourself. If you want to buy gold, you just buy GLD on the ETF, and move with the price of gold if that's something that you want to do. I'm not a big gold bug. I think gold could make some money, but it's a difficult investment to invest in because it's strictly a supply and demand issue and no telling when demand's going to come and when demand's going to disappear. It's not like a stock that owns assets, revenue, earnings, et cetera, which is like, all great investors will tell you that's the way to determine when you're going, when you have a good investment or a bad investment. Okay. So let's go to the second part of the question, which, I forgot. Oh, the annuity concept. Okay. Annuities, we're not advisors who say annuities are horrible things, okay? One thing you have to keep in mind about annuities is that they have very high costs. Insurance companies are not benevolent. But if you want that guarantee of the life income from annuity, there's some benefit to that. Now, we've used them a handful of times. We don't use them aggressively. We use them occasionally when we have clients that need that kind of situation. But here's the key with the annuity, Jim. Do not buy an annuity from a commission sales agent. You're going to just waste a tremendous amount of money if you do that, because if you think about it, the insurance company has to pay that agent something in the neighborhood of 10% to get you to buy that investment, okay? There are now these annuities are available fee only, no commission. So you can get them from Schwab, you can get them from Vanguard, you can get them from Fidelity, where there's no commissions, and they're the exact same type of annuities out there as you're going to get from a commission salesperson. So if you're going to do the annuity approach, make sure you do it commission free.
Very good. And then, also, can you get an annuity with, a long-term care rider?
Can you hang on to that question for a second there?
We can answer that when we come back, yep. Jim, okay? If you can't stay on, just listen. We'll get to you afterward. Right now, we got to take a break with traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we're on an open show tonight. So what was the question Jim wanted us to answer, Chris? He asked the question, long-term care, right? So the answer to that is that, yes, an annuity can pay out some extra money for long-term care. And it actually could be tax-free even, and most of them normally would be even tax-free out of the annuity if it's a qualified annuity to do that. But it's not an overwhelming benefit. That's the thing you got to keep in mind. It's helpful if you ever had the situation happen, but it's not like you're buying long-term care insurance per se. You're really just setting up the money you already have in the annuity to come back to you, but in a tax-preferenced way, and that's how that works. So, just keep that in mind, don't expect the annuity to be long-term care insurance. So who's up next, Chris? Dave in Ellicott City?
It is. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? My issue is taking out money from my IRA, and which is held with a company called, starting with F, and they don't want me to take it out of the stock market equities yet, but yet I want to enjoy life a little bit more. and I want maybe $30,000-$40,000 more a year to spend as I please. And they're saying, no, no, of course they get commission on it, but why can't I take it out of that and as I spend it, maybe put it into a CD getting 4.88% right now?
Well, if you really just want to take it out to reinvest it in something else, why don't you just put it in a CD and say, you know, hey, it's my money. Take $50,000, $100,000 and put it in a CD within the IRA, period. End of the story.
Why? Okay, yeah, that's what I was making sure that, here again, I don't want to, I don't want income of more than $206,000.
Right.
Because then I pay IRMA. I don't want to pay that IRMAA, that IRMA stuff, which is just Medicare.
Right,
on
yeah,
stuff.
I understand. That's you know, we've got a client that calls that IRMA hell, you know, so we can understand what you're talking about, you know. So what I would do is say, you know, look, the market's up. This is what I want to do. I'm in charge. I'm the client. You're the advisor, but I'm the client. I get to make the final decision. Take $50,000 out or $100,000 out of my stocks and put it in a CD. End of the story. If you don't do it, I'll transfer it over to Schwab, and they'll do it for me.
Okay. That's great. Thank you very much. And one more thing on the gold. You also pay for shipping going and coming, too.
I mean, it's a no-win ball game unless you're in a situation where you're concerned about anarchy in your country like Argentina, Russia, Greece in 2012.
Venezuela.
Those are countries that I would have put, you know, told my clients, this is something we got to do. But you're absolutely right. It's a no-win situation. If you just want to invest in gold, buy GLD on the ETF, you know, and so forth. All right, Dave, good question and great
Thank
point.
You.
Let's go to Richard, Chris.
Let's do that. We've got several open phone lines, but Richard, welcome to the show. How
yes,
are you?
Good. Hello.
Yeah, Richard.
We have an annuity in American Equity.
Yep.
And what I've been able to find out, we have to do at a 1035 exchange into another annuity in order to avoid taxes. Is there any way I can get that money out of the American Equity annuity? Non-qualified, those 150 is cost, 150,000 is cost basis, and 150 is growth. So how would I, is there any way I can get that out without having to pay taxes on the whole damn thing or the half of it?
So you're saying that you've got 150 invested in it and it's worth 300 now. So you've got 150 of growth over and above the 150 of initial investment,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah, so in a non-qualified annuity, there's no way to get the money out other than to pay the taxes on that 150.
Exchange.
What's that? Other than a 1035 exchange.
Into another annuity via 1035 exchange.
Yeah, now you do have the option. You could annuitize it, and if you annuitized it, then you could get the interest and the principal investment in other words, if you got a distribution of like $40,000 a year, let's just use that a year, that as an idea, $40,000 a year for 10 years, then, well, let's use $30,000 a year. That'll make it even easier. $30,000 a year for 10 years, $15,000 would be basis, $15,000 would be interest income. So if you annuitize it, you get to prorate the basis and the interest. So that's one way to get it out without paying taxes on the whole 150 in one fell swoop. But 1035 exchange and the annuitizing the annuity are the only ways that I can think of doing it.
Now, what do you call it, annuitized annuity?
You annuitize. You say, give me a payout over 10 years. You know, take my $300,000. And tell me how much are you going to give me a year for 10 years? And they'll give you a payout. They'll say, okay, every year we're going to give you $32,000 a year. Okay? So for 10 years.
That would be taxable, right?
What's that?
That would be taxable.
But only half of it would be taxable. Because when you take it out over an annuitized 10-year period of time, they will prorate the after-tax money and the before-tax money into each distribution. Whereas if you take it out randomly, you take out interest first until you pull
correct.
Out that whole $150,000, do you get to that after-tax money.
All righty, I understand.
Sorry, yeah, you know, I'm glad I could explain that to you. But those are the only two options that I know of that we've used to try to get money out of these annuities. You should get away from American Equity. It's not the greatest company in the world, in my opinion. You know, that's my opinion.
And
the costs are high. So I would try to figure out how to get away. All right?
How about CGU? Is CGU a good annuity company?
I tell you the truth, I have never ever heard of CGU. If you tell me, is it their longer name than CGU?
It's a fixed annuity, I guess.
But I mean, is there another name to it, like Continental General, something like that? Or is it just CGU? I've never heard of CGU.
It just says GCU.
GCU. GCU.
G is in George, C is in Charlie, U is in Upper.
Yeah, I can't put that.
GCU USA.
I've never heard of them, Chris. So yeah. I guess that's a first. You know, I've never heard of them, so I can't say. You know, but then again, we're not big time into annuities at all. Again, you know, you should listen to what I said to Jim. Look for fee only, commission free annuities. That's what you want to be focused on. All right.
Gotcha.
And you can get those for T. Rowe Price, Matt Vanguard, Fidelity, Schwab. They all have these fee-only annuities, no commissions. All right?
Right. All right. Thank you kindly.
All right, sir. Good question. Excellent question.
Great. All right, Drew, we've got a blank slate.
A blank slate. What have you been doing, Chris? You know,
I've been trying not to make noise.
Trusting you to get the callers online, and obviously I'm not doing a very good job either. So we have an empty phone line, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask your question, lines are completely open, and we've got to take a break in a few minutes. So if you want to call in, those who call in will be first up if we can't get you before this hour is over. 410-922-6680.
So GCU has a rating, AM Best, that looks like of A-.
Well, you know, AM Best doesn't mean anything. I've seen AM Best rate companies A-plus and go out of business 3 months later.
Well, I'm saying, and that's true, but if it's A-, it may be faster.
I'm not saying it's a bad company or good company. The key question that anybody has to ask when they're buying an annuity is, am I paying a commission to somebody? And the agents will tell you this: no, you're not going to ever pay a commission. And what they're saying is, you pay the commission. In other words, I'm going to get the commission, but as long as you hold this annuity for 10 years, you're not going to pay that commission. Well, guess what? You paid the commission if you held it for 10 years, because that's how the insurance company makes the ability to pay the agent the commission, is because they have so many fees built into the dang thing that they know they're going to get all their money to pay all those commissions. And so, you know, no matter how you shake it and bake it, somebody cannot get a commission without you paying it to the insurance company to give that agent the commission. And if they're giving you a bonus to boot, you're paying both of them in all the fees they're expecting to make off of you. It's not rocket science to figure this out, you know? So anyway, we're on an open show, 410. I think I just lost all my listeners. 410-823-7283.
Well, again, like you said, I mean, one thing, the staff of all those number crunchers do with insurance companies, they get life expectancy, you know, incredibly well. So you know, for that part of the annuity, right, to have that as part of, there's nothing wrong with having that as part of your retirement plan, right?
Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. So, there's no such thing as a benevolent insurance company as far as I know. I've watched them all. Anyway, Chris, we're about 30 seconds away from going on our hard break at 6:29. We have to let our listeners know we have open lines, completely open lines. I'd love to talk to you and answer your questions, whatever it might be, taxes or 401ks or Social Security or whatever. Like annuities have been a big topic. 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And you, who is on first, is on first when we come back from this traffic break. Take it away, traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I should have known you bid me farewell. That's a lesson to me.
Wait. Let me get my recorder out.
I'll bet you Noah prompted Michelle to say, you know, this is one of Drew's favorite songs.
Yeah, she gives a thumbs up. She's pretty shrewd over there.
Yeah, obviously. Next thing you know, we'll be listening to the Green Beret at the close of this show, you know.
Michelle, I'll give you $5.
Anyway, we're on an open show. We have anybody call in, Chris, during the
break?
We
did, but not during the break.
No, but do we have anybody calling in now?
No.
We have nobody on the line, so
I'm
totally left with you to talk
to. That's correct.
You know, and I don't think that's a terrible thing.
You want me to make some noises again?
I would prefer to talk to our listeners, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask your question, anything to do with personal finance, it deals with your money, you should call in and ask that question, 410-922-6680.
Okay, I got a topic for you.
I was just going to give one, but go ahead. You give yours.
I was going to ask you. So I'm a client, right? And
yeah.
So I was talking to a client today. The topic is, okay, here's what the House of the tax code treats that now. But in 2 years, 26, the tax code, if not changed, will revert back to where it was pre-2017. So it's like, okay, so it doesn't look like the people in D.C. will ever get their act together. Who knows if there'll be one party in charge? And if there is, that's the only chance you really have of having tax changes. So what are you telling clients recently on 2026 for income taxes?
So I'm telling them to be cautious about deferring income. That there's no substantial benefit to defer income if you don't have to. And we know for a fact that your income's still going to be high in 2026 and beyond. Now, you know, all of this, Chris, is strategic. You have to be strategic. You get these people that say to everybody, oh, tax rates are going up in 2026, so you have to convert everything to Roth right away. And it's the dumbest advice you could ever give somebody, because they could be pushing themselves from the 22% bracket up to the 37% bracket, which I've seen. I've seen people do this, and they're paying these ridiculous tax rates. And the whole benefit of a conversion is when you control your tax rates. The tax rate at the time that you convert compared to the tax rate you might be in the future. And if you convert when you're in a much higher tax bracket, and then in the future you're going to be in a much lower tax bracket, you didn't do yourself any favors at all. And so you got to be very thoughtful and careful about how to convert and think out, you know, what is the tax bracket I'm in now? Okay, so the tax brackets are going to go from 22 back to 25%. Well, okay, so I convert everything up to 24 or 25%, but I don't convert everything over 25%. I don't do that. I got to have the extra cash to pay the taxes also.
Right.
I've got to be thoughtful about all these different things. So anyway, Chris, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, and I know you got somebody online here, right?
We do. Let's go to her. Carol, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Yeah, Carol.
I have a question. I'm just trying to find a financial planner or somebody that can look over everything that I have and give me, like, tax advice and But it seems like the financial advisors don't know anything about taxes. I'd get to have one that could help me with taxes. They said they don't do taxes.
90% of the industry is not tax-oriented. They're sales-oriented. So you're only going to find tax advisor, financial advisors from those that are independent. They have to be independent of brokerage firms, insurance companies, and banks. And they typically will have CPAs like our firm. Our firm has six or seven CPAs that are part of our advisory team.
Right.
So, you know, that's where you're going to typically find your tax advice, Carol. So the best place to look for this is NAPFA, N-A-P-F-A, National Association of Personal Financial Advisors, N-A-P-F-A. And on that website, you'll find the advisors that are independent, fee only, and you'll also be able to search to see which ones have CPAs on, as part of their advisory team.
You said N-A-P-F is in Frank, A?
Yeah, National Association Personal Financial Advisors, N-A-P-F-A.
Okay, so how do you know which is, how do you know if they're good or not?
Most of the NAPFA people that I've met are pretty darn sharp. There's, you know, five or six NAPFA firms around Baltimore that I know, and they're all extremely sharp. Now, one of the problems you're going to run in with a lot of NAPFA firms is how much assets you have. You know, a typical NAPFA firm is not going to deal with somebody with less than $500,000 of assets. So you just have to be thoughtful about that. If you have less than $500,000, another option would be the Garrett Financial Network. Garrett Financial Network. They are fee-only people that will advise you on all kinds of different things, including financial advice. But if you go on to the NAPFA website and you do a search for advisors, each one will say, do they have expertise in tax planning or not also. But they're all, you know, most independent advisors that I've met are incredibly sharp people. It's the 90% of the industry that's sales-oriented that you have to be worried about.
Okay, and RMDs, do most people take those because they keep hearing about it's best to go tax-free?
What do you mean by that? You mean converting to Roth, or do you mean using charity? So approximately how old are you? 65, 70, 80, 90, 10?
No, 72.
72. So you can do qualified charitable distributions. You can take your RMDs tax-free that way. You can figure out a Roth strategy and get more of your money over into Roth IRA so that it grows tax-free for you. So there's a few strategies you can use, Carol, that can help to minimize the taxes, but it just depends on your situation. Somebody would have to see it to be able to analyze what's the best strategy for Carol overall.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, good question. Excellent question. So, you know, Chris, that NAPFA is a great website to go to. If you're looking for a great financial advisor, NAPFA is the place to go. You don't have to come to the financial consulate. I could care less if you come to the financial consulate. What I care about is that people start to understand why fee-only, independent, professional, financial, comprehensive advice is critical to the public, and that they get away from the companies that are sales oriented, the brokerage firms, the insurance companies, the banks that are all solely dedicated to the selling of securities or insurance products, et cetera, but they don't come with that holistic, comprehensive advice. That's the objective that we promote on the financial, on the Money, Riches, and Wealth website and web show. Radio show, whatever it is, the show that we're working on right now, Chris.
Well, okay. We have several open phone lines, Drew.
We still have open phone lines. We keep asking for people to call in, and they're not calling in as fast as we would hope. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask your question. If you have a question on your personal finance, be it on like taxes. Taxes are a great thing. As I was talking to Sean Casey this morning, there, you know, the key to financial advice is the tax planning. That is the key because they've become so complicated, Chris. It's unbelievable how complicated taxes have become. And when Sean was sitting with me looking at his own tax return, I said, watch this, Sean. I said, look, watch what happens if somebody made just $150,001 and boom, they owed $2,000 more in Maryland income tax. And he was like, you got to be kidding me. And I'm like, no, $1 caused a $2,000 tax increase on their Maryland taxes. He goes, does this happen a lot? And I said, there's a lot of these little landmines in the tax return.
And that's so, just and that's just Maryland. Just think about that if that's federal, right? And then you get phase outs on top of that. And yeah.
Yeah. And but, you know, I mean, even worse, Chris, in New York State, in New York State, they actually have, if you have $6,500,000 and I think it's $90,001, all of a sudden you owe them $1 million in estate taxes. If you don't have that $1, you don't owe them $1 million in estate tax. Go figure that one out. So anyway, we're on an open show. If you want to call in 410-922-6680, we have nobody on the line. You'll be first up. 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli here. We're on an open show, and we got a bunch of callers that called in while we were on that pause, so we're going to go right to them.
Michelle's been busy. Yes, we've got Will in Pikesville. Welcome to the show, Will.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I was wondering, if I won the Maryland lottery, would I be able to escape to Florida and not have to pay Maryland state tax?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I can't say for confident because I've never had that situation happen. I would guess that the answer would be probably difficult to do because if they see that you bought the ticket in Maryland, all right, and that you were in Maryland up until the time you bought the ticket, and then you turn around and leave and go claim residency in Florida, and then say I was a Floridian when I bought that, you know, when I went to claim the ticket, the answer would probably be no. So you would have to assume you're going to win before you the lottery is drawn. And okay. Move to Florida.
Do they allow for? Do they annuitize it like they used to? Remember that you $50,000 a year for 20 years type thing.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if Maryland has a rule that if it's annuitized that Maryland still collects the tax on it. You know, one of the things that you want to do, Will, if you ever win the lottery, is you take your family members. This is if you win big, you know, if you win $100 million or so, you take your family members and you form a partnership with them. And you say, this partnership was formed before I ever, when we bought the ticket, we had this partnership. We bought it together collectively. And then you claim the ticket together as a partnership, not as a individual.
Well, that's good to know. See, I was thinking that since Maryland basically says that you can't, you can only claim that ticket 6 months after the draw, I thought in Florida you have to be there at least 6 months and 1 day to establish domicile. So
well, that's not 100% true. That's a misnomer that everybody should get out of their head, that if you're in Florida for 6 months and a day, you become a Florida resident. That's not true. You actually have to disengage from Maryland completely, and you have to look to Florida as your home. And in your heart, you have to say, Florida is now my home, no longer Maryland. And that does not necessarily equate to just 6 months in 1 day. And the greatest story that Chris and I have ever heard of this is a guy that left New York and went to Texas. And he was in Texas for about 2 or 3 years. And New York came after him saying, you are not a Texan. You're still a New Yorker. And they said, we're going to prove it to you. And they found an email from him that said, okay. And it was like 2 years later. He said, okay, it's time to send Buddy down to Texas because I now feel that Texas is my home. And he didn't say it in those words, but he was basically saying, okay, we're going to bring my dog Buddy down to Texas because I'm now ready to live in Texas. And New York used that and won the case that his heart was not in Texas until he said that day, it's time to bring Buddy down to New York. So, I mean, wow. Down to Texas. I'm sorry. So keep that in mind. It's not 6 months and a day.
Driver's licenses, doctors.
It's all the things that you would do if you really did disengage from Maryland and move to Florida. Okay.
Changing documents and addresses isn't enough.
It's a good part. It's a part of the equation. It's not the only thing. So, you know, getting out, moving your driver's license, your registrations, et cetera,
your voting,
and being down there for 6 months and a day, it would be extremely helpful. But we really want to know that you're disengaged from Maryland. You don't want to go back there. You know, I have no desire to go back to Maryland. So anytime they want to try to prove that my heart's still in Maryland, come on down and try to prove it. And if they talk to my wife, they'll be even more sorry, you know. So anyway, Will, I got to go. We got to go to Seal.
Take care. All right. We've got Seal next up in Ellicott City. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. I have a question. Is a 78-year-old have any use for your services?
Well, if you ever got my book, The Financial Physical, and read it, so two of the greatest clients I've ever had were ladies who were over 80 years of age when they came to us. Lillian Strominger was 88, and Beatrice Brady House was 80 years of age, And I had more positive things about my profession and what I do, working and helping them, than I'd ever had in my entire career. So,
And they have since passed. That's why he's using their name.
Yes. What's that? The second question is, did I see somewhere in your advertisement that you, in very little letters, that you do entertain half a mil? It doesn't have to be a mil.
Our firm is a half a million or more. That's basically
what I wanted to ask. Okay, thank you, Mr. Tiganelli.
All right, Seal. You can call me Drew anytime you want.
Yeah, thanks
for calling. All right. We have a few more minutes here, and we have Earl in Northwest. Earl, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Great.
Good.
First, I just want to say one thing. Nobody ever wins a lottery like $100 million in Maryland, so they don't have to worry about that.
Well, we went to
someplace in California, in Oregon, never around here.
We went to college with a guy who won the $1 million. It was $50,000 a year for 20 years.
Oh, yeah, maybe a million, but no big, that's a tremendous amount of money. I agree, but not $100 million. No, nobody ever wins out here in Maryland. Nobody.
All right, Earl.
Question. Yeah, you know, the stock
Nvidia
that everybody talks about and everything, they're going to split, right? They're going to have a split on June 14th, and it's like, I'm just curious, what's your opinion about buying that stock, especially if you're older, you're over 70s? I'm just curious, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a very difficult question to answer. So keep in mind, a split of a stock means nothing. Okay,
right.
You know, because the stock trades at $800 a share with a million shares outstanding, and then they drop down to $80 a share, and they have 100 million shares outstanding. It's same dang stock, you know.
I heard on the news today that it's going to be worth over a now they're going for $1,000 already.
$1,000 or $1,500.
The number one stock that everybody talks about.
Right. So here's the thing about Nvidia. Okay, artificial intelligence is going to be a big thing. You got to understand that artificial intelligence is going to be a big thing, and Nvidia understood this years before anybody else and went on a rampage at research to try to figure out how to get chips to do the type of computing power that's going to be necessary for AI. Now, when you're talking about technology, that can change in a heartbeat. So The first thing you have to keep in mind is that NVIDIA may lose that dominance that they currently have. They have an incredible position ahead of everyone else. There is somebody who's going around and talking to Saudi Arabia and a lot of countries like that, saying, put up $7 trillion to make a chip manufacturing plant that will compete with NVIDIA, and we will make a tremendous amount of money. Now, if you think about what he said, invest $7 trillion, and you're going to make a lot of money on your investment of $7 trillion. Now, NVIDIA is only worth about $1 trillion some dollars. So,
$3 trillion. I looked it up. $3 trillion.
Right. So, but if you think about that, you know, this guy's saying invest a $7 trillion, and you're still going to make a lot of money. And NVIDIA is only worth about $3 trillion, and they've got the lead in the industry. But that still leaves the wild card out there, which is, can somebody come in and compete against them with a new technology and a new product that will knock them off their perch? And that can happen in the tech industry very quickly. Mm-hmm. And if it happens, NVIDIA could easily be a $200 or a $100 stock as quick as it became a $1,000 stock.
Right, I'm saying for regular people, especially people older, I would think that it's not
the kind of stock that a 80-year-old ought to buy or a 60-year-old ought to buy, unless they're a gambler. So,
but,
great question, Earl. Great question. I have to run. I got to go. One more thing to do, Chris, before we go, and that is May 8th at the DoubleTree. We're having an event for our listeners and for our clients, and we can only handle about 75 people. So if you don't make your reservation in advance, we will not be able to handle you. So, you know, you need to call into our office, 410-823-7283. Easy way to remember that is 410-823-SAVE is the easy way to remember that. Call in and make your reservation. You get a free book if you come. We're going to do our top tips in financial planning and taxes for everyone who's there. And Sean Casey will be there with me. My good friend Sean Casey will be there with me. And we'll have some refreshments and hors d'oeuvres, and we'd love to meet you. So call in 410-823-SAVE or go online info@financialconsulate, like an embassy, CONSULATE, financialconsulate.com.
And there's a reason they should do that. Another reason, Drew. Because it's one of the few days that you will actually be in Maryland in 2024.
You can shake my hand in Maryland, and I will look forward to that. So call in 410-823-7283. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man. They'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.